I don't know.
South.
Oh, so hot. On fire. I mean, it's probably got a lot to do with the fact that Rex is sort of a
screaming
hollerer. I'm going to guess that Ike Forte and Roland Sales will not be nearly as loud. What do you think?
A little more
under control. Bass in their voice.
Yeah.
And they won't script their opening either.
No. Okay, so let's see. What do we got here? We'll do some entertainment coming up. Matt Harris is here. Thanks again to our friends at Exceptional Physical Therapy. Phil Elson is here, courtesy of Julie, who said it was cool that he comes out today. We've not talked Razorback basketball at all, but I do want to commend the Razorbacks. So, Matt, if you want to pop in a highlight or something, I'll just shut up when you pop it. But Razorbacks now 1-0 in the season. By the way, UALR tonight at the Jack, 7 o'clock. And military folks, if you bring your military ID, whether you're a current, former, about to be, as long as you get the military ID, you and four of your closest friends can come in for free. You got to come tonight.
This is Cody Clark all the way to the rim, and there's the Fayetteville flush. Timeout, SIU Edwardsville. And Cody Clark just electrified Bud Walton Arena. 43-16 lead with 4:51 to go already.
I don't know who did that game.
It almost sounded like Sully.
Well, it wasn't Sully. I know
it wasn't.
Sully was busy. So was Chuck.
I know they hired a new broadcaster up in Fayetteville to do the women's basketball games. That's my guess.
That may have been the women's guy, yeah. Cody Clark with a big game. 10 points, 8 rebounds. Nice, solid effort. 3 steals, a couple of blocks, an assist. Arkansas only 13 turnovers, forced 23. They win it 99-65. The only negative, of course, is they didn't get to the 100 mark, which is always fun.
Yeah. It's a good negative to have.
Arkansas 25 of 35 at the line. 33 of 64 from the floor. And how about 50% from the three-point line? 8 of 16. Pretty good. Yeah.
Is that good? I don't know.
Who came through the lane with an attitude?
That was Cody Clark, I think.
Was that call? Good night.
Yeah,
that should be top 10.
Well, they got a few guys who can hammer it down. Yeah. Bobby Portis still struggling from the field. He didn't shoot the ball well at all. I think it was 1 of 8 in the last exhibition game. 1 of 6 on the floor. But he did have 3 blocks and 5 rebounds, so he did contribute. Anthlon Bell, 5 of 6 from beyond the arc.
There you go. We need those guys. That was 5.
Is that a made shot?
Made shot.
Yeah, you like that?
I liked it.
It's weird how it makes that sound when it goes through the net. Yeah.
I thought it said swish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's that. It's hard for me to make a swish sound. How do you make a swish sound like this?
Swish. Swish.
If you whisper everything, Matt likes to whisper this. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good.
What's going on? Okay.
It's actually proven that in communication, when you're yelling at somebody, they actually listen more when you
whisper.
Whisper.
I like the changing of the voice. You know, it's like if you give it this.
You pay attention to it.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, you had Jim Gaffigan on one time. He's the master at actually using that whisper and all that stuff.
Listen to what I'm saying.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, those are asides. That's nice. News from ESPN, Jonathan Martin wants to play again but can't do it in Miami, so likely done this year, according to sources.
Go figure.
I think Incognito would have an easier time going back to Miami than Martin would.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I think Incognito may be the head coach in Miami before Martin plays again.
I mean, he was right. I mean, he didn't go on Fox Sports and shoot out lies. I mean, that was a brotherhood that was completely violated and blown out of the water.
Let me say this. I mean, I know baseball clubhouses much better than football locker rooms, but I think that it's got to be the same in almost any locker room situation where there will be one or two guys that are the jokesters that take it upon themselves to keep it light. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a coach, sometimes it's anybody, and sometimes it goes too far.
Yeah,
sometimes the joke goes way too far. I don't know the dynamics amongst this Miami Dolphins locker room, but it seems to me that Incognito, racist or not, whatever, has the propensity to take things a little too far, maybe inside the locker room, and from some of the things that have come out this last week of incidents that have happened in bars and with women.
Golf
he takes
clubs.
Things too far.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, he's not smart. But again, I'll all his synapses are not firing.
But I'll tell you, within that locker room, within that brotherhood, if it goes too far, you don't go to the national attention. You go to that guy's jaw. And I know that's terrible and non-political, and I didn't say it. But that's why it's never come out before, because guys don't get soft and go check themselves into an attitude or a little hospital. I mean, I'm not saying Martin is and Incognito was right at all in the least, but it wouldn't be an issue if the national media wouldn't know about it.
At the very least, Matt, don't you go, hey, enough, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it might lead to fisticuffs, But you have that conversation.
Absolutely. You have a conversation. They're grown men in there. They're not little 18-year-old boys in the locker room. Hey, man, that's messed up. And you get over a fight in a frat house over a girl.
Yeah.
These are grown men with children and wives. If someone doesn't like something they say, they go up to them and tell them. And
you're a likable dude, but I'm going to guess that somebody's probably pushed you too far at
some
point.
Oh, yeah. And I've had to do it before. And it's not a thing that you do to be a grown man and I'm going to fight
you,
man.
Smack on the head.
You say, hey, man, look.
That's
like
enough.
Phil, you said that's enough. It's too far. You know, because Martin texted him, you know, I'm going to kill your whole expletive family the week before this all came up. I mean, you can't dish it and take it back and put it out and take it back and put it out and then complain about it. If it's if you're equally as guilty at saying something, even if it's one or two things,
right.
That's when if it's too far, hey, man, look, I know I messed back with you, but that's where the line is.
Here's my deal. Most people have a line that you can't cross,
yeah.
No matter how close you are. Now, if I'm close enough with you, you can literally say, I have a friend that I would not repeat one-third of the conversations we have.
Yeah.
We say horrifically terrible things to each other.
And that's the same thing.
But it is all joking.
Yeah.
I mean, there are mothers. Yeah. There are all sorts of terrible things that are talked about. It's awful.
That's awful.
But it's all tongue-in-cheek, and it's all a joke, and we know that. We would never say it to each other. I don't even leave voicemail messages to him like that. But there is literally nothing he could say. With most guys, you can get away with almost anything with me. But there may be a line that I would draw, and I would say, that's enough already. Yeah. You've offended me. It reminds me a little bit of the, in a much more clever comedic way, of the Anchorman set. Where they're going back and forth. You're a dirty pirate hooker. I'm going to punch you in the ovary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, jazz fluted for little sissy boys. I mean, that whole deal back. And finally she goes, your hair is stupid. What did you say? That's too far.
Yeah.
I mean, again, there's a line for most people. Most people have a line where it's like, that's funny, that's okay, that's okay, that's offensive, but I can live with that, that's all right, that's all right. Whoa! Too far.
And he was a second-year guy. I'm sure this wasn't the first thing that Incognito said.
Yeah.
A little bit edgy to the guy.
Right.
So it was
maybe he's offended because
like,
he said, you're still a rookie. Maybe that's what put him over the edge.
It, maybe,
it's like, wait a minute, I put up with all this crap and I'm still a rookie?
Right.
Hey, man, so after a year, they've got to know this guy's personality by then. They probably have an idea of what he can handle, what he can't handle.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, whether he's going to go stick his head in the sand or whatnot. You know, I mean, you almost described, I think, not just mine, but almost everybody's relationship at your station with RJ.
Right.
And RJ takes it very well. He knows that it's a joke, and he plays around with it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be a little tough in order to take that kind of abuse. And RJ does it. He takes it, and he's got a flak jacket.
We have a very down the middle conservative society. I think, especially around here, people don't want to believe this kind of thing goes on.
People
want to think
that
Richie Incognito is so out of the ordinary in the kind of speech that he used towards what he considered to be a buddy. But it isn't.
Nail on the head.
Unfortunately.
And these offensive linemen, if anyone knows, even college level, high pro level, it increases. These guys are the strangest human beings walking around. Some of my best friends were offensive linemen at Arkansas, and I knew some offensive linemen in Cleveland. And, I mean, they're out there, and they say out there things. And like you were saying, society as a whole doesn't want to believe that stuff like this is going on, and it's gone under the pavement for the past, you know, half century. But it has, and these guys are friends, they're brothers. I mean, they really do love each other, and I believe that he had his back. I mean, they play next to each other. I know he did because they play next to each other. There's a bond there that those two have that no one understands, not even us talking about it here. You can relate to it because I've seen these guys, and I know what they've said, but to think that he was really threatening him, and I mean, that just is hard to swallow for me as a second-year guy, and he's messing with him back, and then now all of a sudden it's gone too far. I just think that it was something happened. There was a switch. I don't know what it was, but I guarantee you they didn't talk about it first.
Yeah, you know, you make a great point, man. I hadn't talked about this at all, but it's like, did he go his entire rookie season with none of these conversations? Were none of these things said or done to him in his entire rookie year?
I'm sure it was times 10 last year.
You know, maybe he's feeling pressure. Maybe he's feeling more pressure to stay in his position. Yeah. Maybe he feels like, I got to make this check. I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say this, to quote the great philosopher Dean Wormer,
oh,
fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. I would say that about Richie Incognito. And all those things might be true. That doesn't mean he's a bad teammate.
Right.
And when you're talking about to a man... Now, I don't agree with some of the defenses of Incognito by his own teammates and some of the, well, hey, look, it's all good. It's all cool. It's all, some of the stuff, I don't know about the actual defense
it's
of it.
It's not all good.
But clearly he's accepted.
It's acceptable.
Much more than Martin has been accepted. So Martin may have some
and that shows
personality
you something
traits.
Right there, that the guys are backing Incognito more than Martin because Martin was the guy who went out and
not
said
not more
it.
Than Martin.
Not more, but just.
100%.
Yeah.
There's been one guy that said, Incognito's a bad teammate. Yeah, it's about time this can't. None of that's happened.
And that kind of opens your eyes a little bit and say maybe it wasn't as like racy as it seemed. deemed, was it a racy comment? Absolutely.
What this has brought out is more stories from other players. Yeah. I mean, you heard about Sean Andrews and Donovan McNabb. It's in the sports section today in the Democrat Gazette. You heard about Warren Sapp. That he was difficult on a lot of play. And I'm sure that's no surprise.
And oddly enough, Warren Sapp was talking about Richie Incognito last week and about some of the things that Incognito said to him in games. And some of the, he goes, I loved it because he said he called him the N-word. And he said, he goes, what, you think I'm going to hit you? He said, is that what you want? You want me to get thrown out of the game? He said, I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break your quarterback off and get you tossed out of the league. Yeah. I'm going to get you fired. How do you like that?
And that's what those guys do, and those offensive linemen, they're crazy. They do that. They'll just spout off. And I had offensive lineman in Arkansas, Stephen Parker, was the most intimidating man I've ever met, bald with a red goatee, and he'd be like, I'm going to eat your babies, Harris. I'd be like, ah! And he threw a flying, like he soaked a toilet paper roll in gasoline, and this was probably the second week I was even there, and he threw it at my head.
Was it on fire?
Oh, yeah. He lit it on fire and threw it at me. They're just crazy.
See, those are two things that a lot of people think were terrible.
And then he'd hug me, and he like rolled my ankle, and he showed me how to get rehab better. I mean, he helped me out, and then he'd terrify me.
Thank you, Mike.
It's just awful PR for the NFL.
It is.
Yeah, that,
whether
that's
right
the
or wrong
in
all this stuff. I mean, and this is a league that's taken some uppercuts and body blows this year. For sure.
Not to the head though, because we don't want concussions. I will say this: this is going to happen the rest of the year. It's going to happen next year, and it's going to happen 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Arkansas, appreciate you visiting our friends at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, number one for the last 19 years as your favorite place to buy. Continuing to offer the best price, best selection, and the best service in the state. Largest inventory in the state as well for you to choose from, and always saving you thousands over any other dealer in the state. Go see Kevin Wilson. The dude is quality, top to bottom. I don't know if they haze each other there, but I do know this. That'd make you a great deal. And if you feel like you got intimidated, hazed, or bullied at another dealership, go by and see my friends at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep Ram. They are pushovers. Exit 121, great service after the sale, best technicians in the country. And they are trained up two times over. Go ask Kevin Wilson for details. 501-316-4400 exit 121 in Benton. A couple of calls, and we'll do a quick entertainment report coming up in a moment.
I want to eat his children.
What's up, realist?
What's up, man?
Man, I wish you were out here today. Tiger Bay wouldn't go away. We finally ignored him long enough that he left.
That took effort, man.
Man, I couldn't agree with you more, man. At first, the media had me thinking, not knowing none of the details, that Incognito was just crazy and a racist. But then I hear his interview, and I hear about 1,100 text messages. Yeah. So they had to be boys, man. I got a guy at work, you know, he a different persuasion than me. But me and him kind of like that. He can say crazy stuff to me. It won't bother me one bit just because of him.
Yeah. Persuasion? So he's white? He's gay? What is it?
He's white.
I mean, I got my boys in Arkansas, too. I mean, you can say things that if I said it to a stranger on the street, I'd probably be in the hospital.
Speaking of that, realist, I got to say, I got some close friends. I mean, friends that I've been buddies with since we were kids.
Yeah.
I never send that many text messages to another man.
About 1,100 text messages.
Look, Houston nothing says a lot of text messages. I'm just saying. That's crazy talk.
You and I are just in double digits. Okay. That's it.
Barely.
But until Martin come out and just tells everything or something, because he ain't saying nothing, then everybody, to me, you shouldn't even be spoken of about this man, because you don't know what kind of bun him and Martin had with each other. Then after that,
go ahead.
Then right after that, he's in the text message, oh, it's not y'all, it's just the culture, you know?
Yeah.
Just wild out, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a tough thing because people don't understand, and if they understand that they got relationships like that and that's their brotherhood and that needs to be kept within themselves, that's what I think people now are starting to get more upset about, is that the culture was kind of disobeyed. People like kind of turned their back on what's been the norm for the past 50 years.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you got your boy you're talking about at work that y'all can kind of go back and forth to, too. But if one day he says, oh, man, he said something wrong. That's wrong. What? I said 100
I'm starting to rethink my whole position on this, though, because a realist is agreeing with me, so now I'm a little worried. What's up, man?
Hey, we 4-1 with that lame Kiffin, man.
You know what? Hey, they get a win this week. I'm 100% believer, and I'll tell you right now. You better get used to it because there's going to be a whole lot of Cajun food out there in L.A. out there right now.
No, L.A.
We're doing a great job over here. Give me one of that film. Great job.
Son
of God, one of the great meals out there.
Has the Tony Dungy thing caught fire anywhere? I heard that Dungy even mentioned that he might like to interview for a college job.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
He's not coming to Arkansas.
No.
Neither is Chucky. A couple things about a couple things. First of all,
Chucky.
Yeah. You want to?
Sorry.
We just saw the North Florida guys come in from lunch, and they were heading up to their rooms, and one of the kids had a cup, and he tried to throw it in the trash can. He bricked it.
Yes.
I'm like, that ain't a good omen. I was like, man, you better shoot better than that tonight. Now, I will say this. The hole on the garbage is about 4 inches wide, so it's not like he had a huge spot to hit it. But
he could have dunked it.
He could have.
You know, it's knee high.
Exactly. Don't disrespectful. I'll have to do that whole spiel again at some point here soon, too, with basketball season start back up. If you can dunk. This used to drive me crazy. Michael Chavez, who used to be with UALR, was the worst offender. If you can dunk and you have an opportunity to dunk and you choose not to dunk, I'm angry with you because it's disrespectful to those of us who cannot dunk.
So you are saying if you don't dunk, you a punk?
No, I'm just saying it's disrespectful. You might as well go up, look up to God and go, screw you for making me tall.
Right.
It's so disrespectful. Right. It's an affront to the Lord is what I would say.
It makes sense.
God made you tall and you happen to be playing basketball too. You don't have to play basketball if you're tall, but if you are and you can dunk, you should dunk. It's very frustrating. And ultimately, those are the guys that are the worst at the layups.
And
it's
you
like,
got the right to punch it in.
Hey, 6'10", dumb. Note to you, dunk the ball because you can. You're irritating me.
You're just hating on them now because you can't dunk.
Yes.
Get that, coach?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a coach point.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, Bill. What I want to know is, why hadn't somebody said something about what kind of name is that?
I thought it was a fake name.
Incognito?
Yeah.
Yes,
what did he do? Change his name?
No, that's his
actual
name.
He's going incognito.
He should change his name to Under the Radar.
You don't, you're not born with a name like Incognito.
He's a secret agent, man.
Bill, he actually is.
And then another thing is, Martin's a lot bigger than him. Why didn't he put his finger right in his forehead and say, I'm going to whip your butt right now?
Because, Bill, it's 2013, and we don't do that
I don't
anymore.
Think that's
oh,
it, man.
Oh, they do that to me, and that's what I would do.
I wish it was like that, but that's why everyone got so mad about the Dolphins, because he didn't do that.
Bill, you know why? Because he checked himself in a hospital for a mental breakdown or an emotional breakdown. This guy
after
is
that?
Not, yes, he is not your typical NFL guy. And I'm not saying he's a bad person. And again, I hate when people go, well, he's Stanford educated and he's a dum-dum. And it's like, he's very smart, so he can't possibly be tough. Well, no, there are lots of guys who are from Stanford that are really – did you watch the Stanford-Oregon game the other day? Plenty of tough guys on that Stanford team. The bottom line is
that both his relatives, both his family are lawyers. Do you think this may be some kind of a deal that they're going to sue the NFL?
I think, I think he is not as emotionally stable as some of the other guys in the league who could put up with the pressures of a locker room, the NFL struggle playing in front of 60, 70,000.
That's a rookie. That's what a rookie has to do.
He's a second-year guy. I mean, the bottom line is he's been around a lot of people. He's played in front of a lot of – he went to Stanford.
Yeah.
Guess what? They play pretty big-time football out there. I don't know if anybody noticed.
Yeah.
He's been in these environments before. Yeah. So to say that, it's a unique experience, it isn't.
Yeah.
And so he's a guy that is not clearly fit to be in that position.
Well, I sure would make fun of his name, Incognito.
That's the least of his problems, though, Bill. That's the point. But as far as Martin goes, the reason he doesn't poke him in the head and say, don't do it again, is for the same reason he checks himself into a hospital, because he's emotionally unstable. And it's not that he's a bad person. He's dealing with some things, and he's not your normal, everyday lineman in the NFL.
Obviously.
Okay, buddy.
Thank
All right, Bill, thanks.
I'm telling you, I have people who I've never met before and will probably never meet anonymously tell me, I hope you die of insert disease here, AIDS, cancer. I've had it all, whether it's by email, whether it's by message boards. I've had it on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. I get abused all day long. Guess what? When my ratings aren't good, my boss calls me in his office and he's on me. Guess what? There's pressure. Everybody has pressure in their job. I have people talking terrible to me. It is what it is. You can either deal with it or you can't.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's not pleasant. It's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go check myself into a hospital because I'm emotionally unstable over the thing.
Yeah.
Plus, I just don't care.
Anybody notice the physical similarity between Richie Incognito and Mayor Ford of Toronto and Chris Farley?
Yes. Well, and two of those guys were on drugs.
One of Crack is whack.
Exactly. Thank you. It is unfortunate. It is unfortunate. It's, again, Chris Farley's another example. The wrong guy always dies. The wrong guy always dies. Kurt Cobain is dead. His ex-wife, or his wife at the time,
right.
Courtney, she's still running around.
Yeah.
What's right about that? John Lennon's dead. Yoko Ono's still alive. I mean, you think about all the musicians over the years. I mean,
so who should be alive instead of Chris, who should be dead instead of Chris Farley?
The mayor of Toronto.
Okay.
I mean, I would trade him in. I don't know anybody.
I don't know. He sounds like he's really entertaining.
Yeah, I heard he's really cool.
Or the guy that took his place in the Grown Ups movies, Kevin James.
Kevin James is a hack. Oh, my gosh.
It should have been you, Kevin.
Oh my God. He is so Chris Farley-like.
I can't get in on this conversation.
But not funny.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, that's what I'm saying. He's much lighter, and he's much less funny.
You're not saying David Spade should have taken his spot. That was the you know,
that was a sidekick.
Batman.
They were
Robin,
the perfect.
Right.
Yeah, they were the perfect combo.
Like you and me, Matt. You and I are like we're peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
We really are. Not you, Matt Harris. Matty T. Sorry.
Oh, good,
everyone
thank
was
you.
Like.
Yeah. Matty T and I have a rapport that most people will never understand. I'm telling you, if people recorded, Matt, if they recorded the conversations you and I have in the studio and the mics are off, you and I would both be fired and never hired anywhere else.
That is true.
We couldn't get a job flipping burgers at a fast food joint. Not even like a famous fast food joint, like a knockoff fast food joint.
Right.
Like a little, like a, what do you call those things? A truck. Food truck.
We could get a taco truck.
In a food truck, cleaning up the fryers. I mean,
I consider
you realize
that
Matty T is saving all of these text messages, recording all of these conversations.
Oh, he's saving mine too, though.
I don't put too many things like that in text message or voicemail. I'm telling you, and that's why I always tell people, like, if you're going to go off at somebody at work, do it by phone or do it in person. Yeah. Do not leave a recording and do not send a nasty, hateful email because it will ultimately come back and bite you in the face.
What are you talking about? I didn't say that.
And yes, back to the legal thing. He is probably building a case.
Yeah,
there will be a lawsuit. Yeah. And the question becomes, how much is the NFL or the Miami Dolphins willing to write that check for? If it's not an exorbitant amount, I imagine he'll take the check and run, and they'll pay him to get it to go away.
Yeah.
If it's too much money, they're going to have to drag all this crap through court. They're going to have to go through the whole deal again, and he's going to play the unsafe, unstable, hostile work environment
card. I'm telling you.
And you know what? He'll get some money out of
it. I hope it doesn't change the society of football because the flags that are coming in, the softness that we're making the NFL. I mean, this is like a direct correlation of that. These soft guys are now getting the NFL. Back in the day, these guys used to take their helmets off, kick them out of the games, meet them in the parking lot. I mean,
you made the point.
I mean, it's just, I hope it doesn't change the culture because it's a fun thing. I know there's some bad comments out of this, but I guarantee you that those two guys that are fighting right now had a relationship that you and your best friend probably didn't have. They gone to war with each other. They probably love each other.
They changed the culture on the field as far as the way the game is played. Now they're trying to change it. They may
in
try
the locker
to.
Room, exactly.
And I don't think they will. I really don't think they'll have any success with that. And honestly, at the end of the day, I may sound stupid, I don't think there's a problem.
Yeah.
In general.
You're talking about the outliers.
You cannot use the anomaly to be the standard.
I mean, I heard in Cleveland that some quarterback got a guy's car and hung it over the practice field in a crane. I mean,
awesome.
Stuff happens. He does, it's fun stuff, but I just hope it doesn't affect it too much.
As we head into this next break, and Sarge, hang on, we'll get to you. I'm sorry, we've got to take a time out.
Kurt Cobain's going crazy
back
there.
He is. I know, Courtney.
My sister bawled the day he died.
Yeah, this song was released posthumously.
Oh, really?
That's good. Very nice proper use of the word as well.
It means after death for
all. I would like to do a show one day on all the people that you would trade in.
Don't call me for that show. That's just bad karma.
Two things on that. I've said many times that I would trade places on that helicopter with Stevie Ray Vaughan for the good of society.
No doubt.
And most people, and then I always get this text, I wish you would have. I wish you could have. I get that a lot. Mostly from Steve East, who is also a huge Stevie Ray Vaughan fan like myself. He's the SID up at UCA, and he's like, man, that would have been a great deal. What a great trade that would have been. We can get any slappy to do color for our broadcast. Stevie Ray was awesome. Sport Clips MVP experience. The good news is every time you get one, there's always another one for you to get afterwards. So you can never look good too often. Precision haircut, massaging shampoo, legendary hot steam towel. Hey, it's great value and stress reliever, and you know what? I guarantee if you sent Jonathan Martin over to a Sport Clips today, he would feel so much better afterwards, and he'd probably be ready to come right back and play. It's America's haircut place for men and boys and NFL studs as well, even those who are a little bit emotionally unstable. It's guy smart stylist, sports on the TVs all the time, and sports magazines as well. It's good to be a guy at Sport Clips. Find one near you at sportclips.com. You know there's over 1,000 nationwide, so odds are. Yeah, exactly. We went and saw Trish the other day, and they cleaned the boys up. Got both my boys looking good. Maddox got quite the clean cut. Maddie, I'll have to bring him up to the station. You got to see the cut on this kid. They took about 7 pounds of hair off this kid.
I'll go ask for the Maddox.
Yeah, go in there and ask for the Maddox. You won't need one again for a while, I promise you. It's 12:30. Back at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, presented by our friends at Epic Health. In a moment.